Hey, you're listening to the Encounter Church podcast. To learn more about Encounter Church, visit us at ecdenver.org, or you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thank you for listening.
Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm still good.
You're still good?
I am out of my house.
nothing has changed?
Oh, being out of my house is exciting. How about you?
Man, just getting out of the house. I try to trade off with my wife, because we got the two little boys, you know, two toddlers basically at the house. There are moments where it's awesome and there are moments where it's terrifying. And so I'll be trading with her tomorrow.
I just leave my wife with the teenagers and say, see ya.
It's a little bit different with teenagers, I think, than toddlers. Pretty self-sufficient.
Yes, kind of.
You don't have to wipe any diapers anymore.
Well, that is crazy. Anyways, we're out of the house,
yes.
Which feels good. I hope you guys are going for walks and enjoying just life a little bit and enjoying the little liberation you do have. And the thing is in this situation, it does kind of suck. It is not fun. We're on day 30.
Are you taking account?
Let me look at my book. 32, 34. I don't know.
I'm off on your prison
cell. I'm losing my mind. I gave myself my haircut. Everyone says it looks good.
Looks good, man.
But I messed up the side.
No one will be able to keep their eyes off of the side of your head. Good job.
Give them the glamour shots. But so I just wear a hat and just call it good. So this is what you guys get. But the thing is, this time will end. I say that with hope.
With all faith in the Lord.
Yes. But I look at this going on, but it will. Eventually this day will end. And one of the things the Father has been speaking deeply to my heart in this whole quarantine business is, instead of just like, I've been working out a lot more, been losing weight, trying not to eat junk food, but also the Father's challenged me to like really grow spiritually with Him, grow in depth with Him. Just like I said in the transition, the scripture that really hit me is Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, where it says, "Oh, that I may know the Lord and press into Him." And I just look at that going, man, I really want to take these next days to really get in tune with God. And I've just been consuming the Bible. And even during my worship time, it's not so much me talking to God and a bunch of prayer requests thrown out there, because there is a lot out there, but learning Psalm 46:10, where I'm just being still before God. Bree put up a Spotify playlist that was on our Facebook and Instagram page, and I even spent yesterday evening just sitting there before God and just not saying a word and enjoying His presence. And I've been going on 6 to 8 mile walks almost on a daily basis, and really, whew. I don't know if I'm going to be doing that anymore, but I'm just enjoying just the Father. And really, for when I get out, sounds like I'm out of prison,
right.
But when I get back to a new normal,
yeah,
a new life and whatever it may bring, that I'm really close to the Father. Like I'm really just saturated in His love and His presence and stuff like that. I'm just really learning almost a spiritual quarantine right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, because you and I were talking right before we, you know, hopped on and are filming this, and I was sharing with you this very similar situation. Now, my wife and I, as best we can, even before this quarantine, you know, happened, Sunday night after we put the kids to bed, and so parents, if you got little kids, totally get it, but we would try to spend some time, about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes doing some worship, prayer time, you know, maybe read a couple verses, something like that. And we try to do that like Sunday night and Monday night pretty consistently, just because it's a good like start to the week, you know, and by the time the end of the week is there, you know, fall off and then you restart.
I've had toddlers.
Right.
They're fun.
And so it's been a few weeks, and I'm going to be honest with you. On the flip side, where Steve's been really connecting with God, up until very recently, it's been very difficult. It's trying to balance, you know, work life, ministry stuff, other work stuff I'm doing, and then two little kids at home with my wife, and just trying to balance all of that. And I know many of you are dealing with something very similar to that. It's very difficult actually to try and get any type of like alone space and time with God. So last night, my wife and I, we put the kids to bed. This would be Sunday night when we're filming this, but we were about to pray. You know, I said, "Hey, let's spend some time in prayer. We haven't done it in a couple weeks." She was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And so I was about to like get out my little notepad, you know, with all our prayers that we've agreed on and things, you know, things for blessing for people and that this, you know, coronavirus ends and, you know, all this different stuff. And I stopped and I said, we're not going to pray about anything. We're just going to be with God right now. So I just put on some worship music, and for about 20, 30 minutes, we just were in the presence of the Lord. And it was a beautiful time of connection with God, because honestly, I connected with Him in a way I haven't experienced in probably about a month or so. And my wife did the same thing. And, you know, we just had this beautiful moment. And it was funny because, like, at the end, I'm just like, hey, God, help us to have more of this. The end.
So let me ask you, because you say you have this connection with God, and some people, it's a little bit different for everyone.
Yeah.
Is there like a, how does someone know
right
that, like, they've had that feeling something and connecting with God?
The only way that it can, like, express it is that you feel the, like, the presence of someone else in the room. You know that Father God is there. You know, even if you, like, have your back turned and you, like, can sense someone walking into the room, it's kind of like that sense. And just a calming sensation. I don't know how, and not like, oh, I'm listening to, like, waves on the ocean, you know, like, kind of thing. Not, yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, yeah, just a sense of, like, whoa, okay. Yeah. There's someone bigger than me here.
If that makes sense. Let me ask you, do you ever feel like God is, like, Him being in the room almost makes you feel like, I know it does for me, like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things.
It takes, like, the stress off of it. Instead of having to hit, like, and I'm not saying that, like, praying all these prayer points and stuff is bad. That's not a bad thing at all. But I'm just saying that, like, sometimes we can do that out of, like, either the way we've been taught, the way we were raised, or just, like, I don't know what else to do. So, God, bless this. Help me with the kids tomorrow. Help me get that, you know, email sent out tomorrow morning. And I don't forget that. And da 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 da. And then you go, that I checked the box. That was my encounter with God for the day. Now I'm going to hopefully God will bless what I just prayed over. And then you move on with your life.
But I want to kind of hit on this for a second. But that's kind of habits we've built.
Right.
Like, before quarantine. And I almost feel like in a relationship, if we're constantly just throwing a bunch of needs, let's say if I go to you going, Aaron, I need you to help me move. I need you to help me pack. I need you to help me. Can you pick up my daughter from school? Hey, can you take my son to soccer practice? Hey, can my wife needs this done. Can you come over and do that?
That's not a relationship. Yeah.
And you're just almost using someone.
Right.
And it's almost like we've got in this habit, as I said before, mm-hmm. that we're just telling God a bunch of stuff and is just spewing a bunch of stuff out instead of sitting back and enjoying the Father, especially when almost everything that we've had extra has been stripped away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to go to my son's soccer practice. I don't have to... My daughter and I are supposed to be doing volleyball practice. I don't have to do any of that stuff anymore. My wife is home, and we've had some quiet times. And my family is really worshipers, and we love to, usually when we do our quiet time, is we usually sit there and just kind of, my daughter will play piano or play some songs. And I feel like something important about getting still right now and just being filled with the Father. We have no other, there's no excuses anymore.
Well, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I know it can be hard. I know it's difficult. And if, you know, you're dealing with either financial issues or medical or health issues because of all of this, I totally get that. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to let God do something new and fresh and kind of, like, hit the reset button in your life. Because there's so many things in my life I just do because I've done them. And now it's like, hey, let's reset this. Let's see, maybe there's some things that can be changed. And it kind of brings me to, like, this thought of preparing for the new normal. You know, like, what there, we will get back to a form of normal. I think it'll be new. It'll be different. It'll never be the same, you know, again, the way that we maybe interacted with people in certain ways and things like that. But I was thinking about this verse, and that's kind of what we want to encourage you guys with tonight. This is out of Joshua 3:5. And it says, then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And that word consecrate, I mean, that's like a big word. Like, what does that mean, consecrate?
To set yourself apart. To, God's basically saying, I'm going to remove you mm-hmm. over here, and I'm going to prepare you for something.
Yeah, and I love that second part there where it says, like, the Lord will do wonders among you. I don't know about you guys, like, I want God to do wonders in the future of, like, in the new norm. I don't want it to be back to the way it was. I want it to be something new, something different. And I was even thinking, think of the, like, the children of Israel, right? Okay, so they're about to go into the promised land. These people, all these are the kids that were either born in the wilderness traveling, or were very, very young when they lived in Egypt. So they have grown up for 40 years with, when they wake up in the morning, there is bread from heaven on the ground in front of them. That's their grocery shopping. Like, that's all that they know on a lot of things in life. And God's saying, guess what? When you cross over the Jordan, life will now be a different type of normal. That bread stops. There's not going to be any heavenly bread anymore. Now you have to grow crops. I don't even know how to grow crops. What are you talking about? You know, so there's like a lot that's about to be prepared for them that they need to walk into, and they need to concentrate, set apart, and get ready for the new normal that the children of Israel are about to walk into.
Isn't that crazy? And God even tells the Israelites, he says, this land will be filled with milk and honey. And even Joshua and Caleb have brought back some of that fruit and what's going to happen, what's going to be a part of that. And sometimes it's, we tend to want to jump into the promised land and want to go forward and get it. Oh, I want that so bad. And stuff our faces. This is so good. But we tend to forget sometimes God wants us first get with him.
Yeah.
Get quiet with him. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. On these long walks that I've been going on, it is amazing. I'm not spewing a bunch of stuff. And trust me, I am not. I don't have a halo over my head. Sometimes it looks like it. But I... that's so stupid. But I don't, angels just flock around me as I walk. Oh, Steve is walking in the presence.
You don't even walk, dude. You just like kind of move your feet.
People, just glide.
Yeah, glide.
But it's not like my whole walk, I'm like just having this spiritual, like crazy awakening. There are times I'm just literally thinking about.
Nothing.
When is hockey going to come back? Just like everyone else. But I also sit there going, man, there's moments when I'm just being still where I just hear God.
Yeah.
And he's like telling me things, like speaking deep into the depths of my spirit, going, this is what, I mean, I'm going to start doing this with the future.
Yeah.
I'm showing you some things I want to do in the future of ministry. Mm-hmm. And not just way down the road, but even in youth ministry now, in college ministry, like, but I need you, and this is what I hear clearly, but I need you to spend time with me now.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see the wonders I'm going to do later. And it's crazy.
It's something that I heard this probably over a year ago at a conference. Conferences, you guys remember those?
remember when we gathered in groups of five and more?
Yeah. I can't even remember who was speaking. And they said, are you willing to do what it takes now so that you have what it takes later? And it's like, are you willing to do what it takes right now, here, right now, so that you have what it takes in the new normal?
And I'm going to, for those that didn't understand that, I'm going to speak to them in sport terms.
Please.
Championships are won. I can't even speak right now. Championships are won in the off season. Yeah. All this, what we're talking about, and are you going to put in that work in that time? And the thing is for some of us, like, I want to read Acts real quick because this is kind of where we're going at, and I'm going to go further. But it says this in Acts 1, verse 4. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He came back, getting ready to leave, back into heaven. Yeah. Yes, all that cool stuff. And he says to his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends what he has promised. Wait. And then we're going to move forward. And I feel like, but for some of us, it's really hard to go, man, I can't spend 6 hours a day like Heidi Baker does. And these crazy, like, Heidi Baker, one's one of the greatest organizations ever, Irish Ministries. Right. And she says she spends 6 hours a day with the Father. Right. I sat there and went, oh boy.
Right, because we got certain people. I mean, your parents, your quiet time is when you got 10 minutes in the bathroom and you lock the door. Like, that's your quiet time right now.
Turn on your iPod and let it go.
Quiet time, doing your business and being quiet. And you're like, this is my little shell for like 10 minutes. And you guys know, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday that comes here that they were like, dude, my like alone time is in the bathroom for 10 minutes a day. That is what I got, man. Like, so, I mean, there's none of us are able to, there are different levels of time to be able to connect with God. And it's like, if you can't get 6 hours, it doesn't mean like, well, don't even bother.
And that's the key. And it's learning how to get even that 10-minute bathroom time.
Right.
I've had toddlers before, and it's hard. I was a church planner at the time, and it's tough to prepare and get ready and be on your face before God. It's a lot easier when you have teenagers. I can leave, I can do other things, but it's learning to build habits. And actually sometimes we tend to even use excuses sometimes, yeah. Not to be a jerk. I am not being a jerk. If that's your quiet time, that's your quiet right. time. But I've learned even during those times, just staying up late, trying to get up early, going for walks, that is actually quiet time.
Yeah.
And it's learning, like, but God right now, I feel like, is calling a lot of us, especially here at Encounter, get still before me. Mm-hmm. Get quiet.
Right.
Well, and that brings up, even going back to that, you know, verse in Acts that you just quoted, you know, Acts 1:4. And I was thinking about, like, why did Jesus want them to wait? And then what changed? Like, there was obviously a change. What I love about Old and New Testament is that, like, the Old Testament is a mirror of the New Testament and vice versa. Like, the New Testament is fulfilling what the Old Testament did. And in a way, even this section of scripture in Acts 1:4 is a representation of what we're just read in Joshua 3:5, where it's like, wait here, consecrate, prepare, wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Okay, well, what does that do? Like, what does the Holy Spirit do versus not having the Holy Spirit come upon you?
Well, even in Acts, going to chapter 2, Noah says in Joshua, where he said, I'm going to do wonders among you.
Yeah.
He says one day, on the day of Pentecost, yeah. He said one day. Like, it happens.
Right.
And you don't even have to force it to happen. It's literally learning to be still and quiet, listening to the Father, and just letting Him just fill your cup. And then one day something happens.
Right.
And it's just kind of crazy in this whole situation. We kind of want to rush it and run, just like I said earlier. And I think it's so important to learn how to be still. I have a crazy story. My grandma, she's a go-getter. And she's one of those, like, she even one time, let me give you this, loaned out her car for someone to go to California.
Wow.
She says that's what Jesus would do. And I was like, oh boy. But one time her dog jumped in front of her and she ended up shattering her kneecap. Ugh. And I remember this conversation with her. I was like going, she's like, well, looks like God is just telling me to slow down and just listen. I was like, okay, that's kind of weird theology.
Right.
But
right.
She was like going, well, now I have to slow down.
Right.
And so she just really got in the word more, began listening to sermons. And doing stuff like that. Like for me, I love to go on YouTube and look for messages and worship. And there's so many different ways to connect with the Father.
Right.
In this. But one day it happens.
Right. And you'll be there. And it's like, instead of trying to manufacture and recreate what the old normal was, it's like we need to be ready for the new normal and what the new normal will look like. And the only way, in my opinion, that we can be ready for that is by getting with God, being quiet with Him, being in His presence, and that can be small. Like, again, that we're saying, like, there are some of you that you're like, I have so much free time on my hands, I don't even know what to do with myself. Awesome. Then you have a great opportunity to get with God, to free up some of that time that's maybe filled with just, you know, Facebook, YouTube, you know, Netflix, you know, binging, whatever it is, and go, okay, God, I'm going to just be here with you. And learning how to do that. For some of you, you've never done that, you know? And it's like, I don't even know what being with you and preparing for this new normal, like, what does that look like, you know? Tell God that. Be like, God, I do not know what I'm doing, but I'm gonna be quiet and I'm gonna sit here and I'm waiting on you. And let Him come in and experience it. And it will be different for you than it is for me, because my experience with God is different than Steve's and different than yours. And that's what is so beautiful about God and His presence and His love. And that will prepare us for this new normal, to see those, like, wonders among us, you know. And what do we see in the book of Acts afterwards when the Holy Spirit comes? I mean, it's like, new world, man. New values, new things that we care about, and new things are transformed after the Holy Spirit comes upon the church in the book of Acts.
And we're hoping these new normals, these things that you're doing right now, would become new normals in the future, that you learn how to put aside time and get more time because you find value in that. And it is very valuable.
Right.
So
right. I just want to kind of end with this verse here. It's out of Isaiah 40, verse 3. And it's said here, and then John the Baptist actually quotes it right before Jesus shows up and he baptized Jesus. It's, again, Isaiah 40, verse 3. And it says, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And if you think of like a highway, and have you ever gone to like the West Coast and like traveled like by car, like to the West Coast? So my family would live in California and we were here in Colorado. So we would travel, and oftentimes growing up, we would drive it. We wouldn't fly just because there are six of us in the family, and that was more cost effective. So there's a huge dead space between Las Vegas and like LA. It's like 4 hours at least, maybe even longer than that, I can't remember, but of just desert. But you're on a highway and you're able to go pretty quick, and it's like, it speeds the process. And from Vegas to like LA is the, mentally it's like the shortest amount of time, because you know you're coming to the end of something and you have this flat, straight highway for like hundreds of miles. And so, but it speeds up the process. And God's asking us, I believe, hey, let this time be a time for you to remove obstacles in your life, to create this highway, so that when we come back to a new sense of normal, that it's quicker when he wants to speak to us. It's quicker when he wants to guide us, when he wants to be with us. And that highway has been built now, so that when the new normal comes, we can live that, and it's a speedier process of connecting with our Father on a daily basis.
Good.
So. That's what I got.
It's lovely to see your face again.
I know. It's so good to be just with people. It's amazing. So, hey, guys, great. It is coming soon. And so let's just end this way. Do you want me to pray or you pray?
I'll pray.
Okay, do it.
All right. Papa, we love you. We just thank you for your goodness once again. We thank you for your mercies that are new every single day, Father. But I pray during this time, like, there are a lot of people that are hurting and broken and just tired. Father, I just ask you, just feel them with your presence right now. Just speak tenderly and softly, and just kind of just give them the love and the endless love that you have for them. Just let them know that it's there, Father. We just once again just thank you for your presence, your goodness once again. And you're so good, in Jesus' name. And before we close, I just want to say, if you have any prayer requests, go to ecdenver.org/ I think it's prayer, and pray. If you got any needs, contact one of us pastors. We'll help the best way we know how to in this time, and try to meet those needs. And we're trying to be here the best we can for you. And yeah. We love you guys. May you never forget that. Can't wait till we meet again.
Yes, you're not alone. We love you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Encounter Church, visit ecdenver.org or find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.